FM 107.9.
All right. I think I have the CEO on the phone now. Brother, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you doing?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, beautiful. I like that. This has been like trying to mess up my day, but finally I conquered. The name is DJ Sabs, and I'm talking to the CEO of Sampra. If I'm pronouncing your name perfectly, it's Mr. P. Fanani. Can you correct me there?
It's actually pronounced as Fanani.
Or Fanani with the silent P.
Yes.
Beautiful stuff. Can you properly introduce yourself before we go straight to the interview?
Yes, thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Fanani Lushiba. I am the CEO of Sampra.
All right. For those who don't know what Sampra is, can you briefly explain to us?
Yes, Sampra is a collective management organization, or what is commonly referred to as a collective society.
Okay.
That represents record companies as well as recording artists. We administer a right that is known as middle time.
Mm.
This is the right of the record company and the recording artist to be remunerated when the song they've recorded is performed in public. And by public performance, we mean when a song is broadcast or is played on the radio, or when you visit a restaurant or a retail shop and you hear background music. We license those people who are playing the music, then we collect the money on behalf of the record company and all the recording artists that participated when that particular track was recorded.
All right, when it comes to these bodies or these restaurants and these establishments, are they supposed to be Sampra members as well, for me as an artist to be collecting something from them?
No. As a recording artist, or if you are a record company owner,
mm.
your record company or yourself as an artist, you don't need to be our member.
Okay.
But the restaurants and radio stations, they don't have to be members. They are what we call licensees.
Oh.
Because legally, you cannot play any commercially released music without our license. So while we've got different types of stakeholders, we've got members, and members are record companies and recording artists. And we also have another type of stakeholder, which is the licensee. These are the people who are using music to add value to their business.
Okay, that makes sense. And is Sampra an NGO or some sort of an organization that is based or is government entity? Can you explain what Sampra is in that regard, or is it a company?
It's a company, but in terms of South Africa company law, it's what is known as a non-profit company.
Okay.
So it's not an NGO, it's a company but a non-profit. And by non-profit, we mean that the company does not have shareholders, but it has got members.
Mm.
And the members are record companies and recording artists.
Okay, no, it makes sense. And then now I'm seeing here that Sampra has monthly meetings. Is that so? And why are these monthly meetings held?
Actually, what we are going to have in PE, Nelson Mandela Bay, is not a monthly meeting, it's an annual general meeting.
Okay.
So an annual general meeting is where the company is reporting back to its members. Even if it's a for-profit company,
mm.
it's where it reports back to its shareholders on how it performed in the previous financial year. So we will be presenting to our members how we performed in 2018. So it's an annual general meeting, and it is held once a year.
Okay.
And since inception, all our annual general meetings have been held in Johannesburg, in Gauteng.
Oh.
But we took a decision that we need to give people in other provinces, our members in other provinces, an opportunity to attend an AGM. And fortunately, the Eastern Cape was chosen as the province to hold this year's AGM, and Nelson Mandela Bay was the city that was chosen as the one to hold this year's AGM.
No, this is beautiful, most especially for the Nelson Mandela Bay and the artists at large, and those who basically been wondering, you know, is there anything happening in the Nelson Mandela Bay or in the Eastern Cape? So I'm really happy about this particular visit. And then if members of SAMPRA is unable to attend the AGM of 2019, will the person be able to vote?
Yes, those that are members will be able to vote. And there are different resolutions, both ordinary and special resolutions, that will need to be voted on. One of those resolutions is the adoption of the audited financial statement.
Okay.
And we will also be voting for the directors of the board, members of the board of directors. So those people who come to the AGM, those with the right to vote, will be able to vote for both ordinary and special resolutions, as well as voting the people that need to represent them on the board of directors.
Mm. And then can a proxy attend the AGM?
Yes. The company law allows for the proxy to attend the AGM. If, as a member, you cannot be there physically, you can get a proxy to participate at the AGM. Mostly what people do is to give us, as the management and the board, the proxy to represent them at the AGM. And they will indicate that on this particular resolution, I want you to vote this way. And when it comes to voting the members of the board of directors, I want you to vote for the following. So even if you are not there in person, as long as you've given somebody the proxy, or a proxy, somebody representing you as your proxy, your voice will still be heard, because the proxy will have to act or do things based on what you instructed them to do.
All right. As far as membership, how long would someone be a member for that particular person to qualify, you know, or be able to vote at the AGM?
Anybody that has been accepted as a member,
okay,
will be able to participate at the AGM. So all the people who have received a notice,
okay,
that,
okay,
came directly from us, whether the notice was in the form of SMS or in the form of
email. Okay.
It means that they have the right to attend the AGM and participate at the AGM. So as long as you, as a recording artist, you have received a notice, it came through to your phone or email, and it means we are saying that you do have the right to attend and participate at the AGM.
Oh, no, that's beautiful. I like that. As far as public meetings and other inquiries, who should we contact, or what type of platforms can we get for us to be able to talk to SAMPRA for anything besides the AGM?
We can be contacted on info@sampra.org.za. And you can also go to our website, which is www.sampra, and SAMPRA is spelled as SAMPRA.org.za. And then you can contact us telephonically, you can contact us via email, and we are very fast in terms of responding to whatever query that people are sending to us. We are also very proactive when it comes to ensuring that people get the knowledge that they need, especially recording artists. Most of them, you find that they've got what we call a God-given talent. They can write songs, they can record, they can perform, but there are issues that they do not understand. So if people in Nelson Mandela Bay organize a workshop and say, "Sampra, please come down to Nelson Mandela Bay and educate us on the following," we always respond positively to such requests.
Okay, I'll be doing that personally, because I'm really interested in the education as far as the music industry and music rights and royalties. You find out that our artists are sending the music, you know, to the station, but seems as if it's just the song. There is nothing attached to it. Their royalties will be going to waste, because they're not registered
right
with anyone.
Yeah.
And we
so would... I hope to see you at the AGM.
Nah, definitely, definitely. I'll come to the AGM. But I have to confess, I only registered as Sampra member only on Friday. Was it yesterday? Yes.
Oh, yesterday. So you can come through as a journalist and report about what is happening.
No problem.
At the AGM. I think we will definitely welcome Bay FM's presence.
Okay.
At the AGM and telling people in Nelson Mandela Bay what is happening at the AGM.
Okay. What I'm going to do through my boss, I will ask the boss to basically help us have maybe a live read so that we can be able to tell the masses beyond today, you know, maybe for a couple of days before the 20th, because I feel there's some people who maybe will listen today that would need, you know, the information that we are talking about at this particular moment.
That would be great, and we will definitely appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fanani. Hope to see you soon.
Maybe before I go, I just want to urge our members. We've got more than 1,000 members in the Eastern Cape as a whole, but I'd like to urge our members in Nelson Mandela Bay, Buffalo City, Makanda, and areas such as Port Alfred, those who will be able to travel to Port Elizabeth, please come to the AGM on the 20th of September, which will be a Friday, at the Radisson Blue. The AGM starts at 10.
10 in the morning.
10 in the morning, yes.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you.